Don Bulato.
Good afternoon, Senator Kamiga, representatives and Senator. My name is Don Bulato. I'm here representing the machinists of the state of Maine in opposition to LD 1097. I had a number of things I wanted to say, but I won't say them because they've already been said several times. But one issue is clear to me from what I've heard is this looks like a way of subsidizing ground fishing with the lobster industry, because all these ships and boats that left the state of Maine to Gloucester and Boston, Massachusetts, they've left. They didn't leave because of the lobsters. They left because there's no fish here. So if they do get the incentive to come back with the few lobsters that they supposedly catch, there it doesn't make sense because there's still no ground fish here. So to me, it's a way of opening the door to the subsidies. By next year, we'll be able to catch 1,000 lobsters and so on and so forth. So I just see it as subsidizing the ground fishing industry with the lobster industry. So therefore, if things get, there's no fish at all, how many lobsters will they be allowed to catch then? So instead of one industry dying, you'll have two industries potentially dying. So that being said, thank you for allowing me to oppose to this bill.
Thank you. Representative Weaver.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What union do you represent, sir?
I represent the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Worker. We represent the shipbuilders of Bath Ironworks, where I am employed.
Are you a fisherman?
I am not a fisherman, but I work with a lot of fishermen and a lot of lobster people.
Do our members that have joined the union, apparently, do they pay dues to your union?
As far as I know, they're not members yet.
Thank you, sir.
Robert Ray.
Thank you, senators and representatives, for letting me speak. I'll make this short and sweet. 5 years ago, this was soundly defeated. And now we have a sustainable industry. And we ought to be applauding the lobster industry, the Down East Lobstermen's Association, the MLA, and every individual lobstermen here, because they have sustained it. It's not just the word. It's sustainable because they made it sustainable. It's a verb. And I also like to speak, you're talking about 45 boat owners on the opposite end of this. These 45 boat owners are mostly corporate boat owners. And if you talk about corporation, it's not just going to want 500 in count next year if this passed. They want to go to thousands and maybe more than that. And I hate to say it, but that's why these good senators and representatives 5 years ago was very, very smart and soundly defeated this. Because the bottom line to it is you're not just working for corporation, you're working for the municipalities of the state of Maine. And the municipalities need the monies that come from the lobster, licensed lobstermen of the state of Maine, from Kennebunkport, Wells, all the way to Cutler. And the bottom line to it is we have a real damn good thing going here, and it's, why would anyone want to blow it? Thank you.
That it?
That's it.
Any questions? Drove 2.5 hours just for that?
Helped about 2.5 hours more.
Thank you. Magnus Wayne.
Thank you all for this opportunity. I represent, and I would answer if you will later about the union. But my experience with bycatch, and this has been in two different countries, it becomes target. There's no doubt about that. It always does. This looks like a bailout. I see the draggers as brothers and sisters. I've been fishing